If you know right now that if the trumpet sounds, you are going to heaven, stand up. If you are not sure, no problem. I'm serious. We are not playing games in this place. Please, you know that we are very serious. If you are sure that if the trumpet sounds right now as we speak, you are going. You know, we can fake it. Hallelujah. That if the trumpet sounds now, right now, together, we are going to be with Jesus Christ in the air. That is one of the greatest assurance. You are sure you are going to graduate, but that is inferior to your eternal destiny. You are sure you are going to get married. You are sure you are going to be healed. You are sure you are going to be delivered. But brother, you are even sure you will be successful. But can I be sincere with you? If you are not sure of your salvation, it's time to deal with it. And I'm going to talk to you. I will tell you what the condition to make heaven is. Please and please, I owe you that responsibility under God. Thank you for giving to the Lord. Keep standing. I am a light that was changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so in the course of ministering, I have had the privilege to stand before people few minutes before they died. I have had the privilege to comfort families that have been bereaved. Some families of members here, some families around that I'm connected to. Hallelujah. I've had the opportunity to hold the phone and hear families cry as their loved ones pass on. I've had the opportunity to look at people for the last time. I've had advanced knowledge where God told me this person is not going to make it. He's going to die. The Bible says, if our hope is only in this life, we are of all men most miserable. If you've never thought about this thing this year, I want you to think about it for 1 minute. Jesus Christ is truly coming back. Please, in case you have been told that it will not happen, let me guarantee you there is an event that is going to happen in this earth. And every single prophecy that needs to come to pass for the coming of Jesus Christ has been fulfilled. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Please take it seriously. Every prophecy. There are people who have had visions of the coming of Christ. There are people who have had visions. I'm just reminding you that there is more to this life, this physical life that you see. And as you walk up and down your daily activity, if you are not sure that if Jesus Christ comes, we will be caught up. Let me tell you how it will happen. Please sit down. Everybody open your Bible. 1 Thessalonians, please. Paul had a revelation of what is going to happen, and I'm going to show you. 1 Thessalonians 4. We're talking about the natural man. As far as I'm concerned, this is the most important thing the natural man should know. 1 Thessalonians 4, from verse 13. 4 verse 13. Please, let's hurry up so that we can beat time. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for salvation. Everyone look up. It's projected. Paul is talking to the church in Thessalonica. He said, but I would not have you to be ignorant. That means part of the revelations of the kingdom Paul wants us to have is the knowledge about how the coming of Christ is going to be. Brethren, so he's speaking to believers, concerning them which are asleep, that's those who have died, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Verse 14. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so also, which sleep in Jesus, God will bring with him. Verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. So Paul is not speaking his opinion. He's speaking by the word of the Lord. That which we are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord. That means the day that Jesus Christ is going to come, there will still be people who will be alive in the earth. Are you getting me? Not everyone is going to have died, as in gone to the grave. So he's giving us, Paul is painting a picture on how the rapture will be. Verse 16. For the Lord himself, for who? The owner of the earth, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel. Now, which of the archangels, we are not told exactly. But the Bible tells us, Paul was speaking that on that day, Jesus himself will descend from the heaven of heavens and will come upon this very physical earth. And it says there will be a shout, the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. That means a trumpet is going to sound. A shofar will blow. And the first thing that will happen in that great ceremony is that the dead in... Everybody say, dead in... One more time. So, it's not only those who are alive in Christ. A man can also be dead in that he served God with his whole life. And he believed and accepted the Lordship of Jesus Christ. I bring you a message of hope. For those of you who have lost loved ones, brothers and sisters, if they gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a name for them. The Bible says they are dead but in Christ. That means a day will come, there will be a glorious reunion. Hallelujah. So the dead in Christ will be the first to rise. 17. Then we which are alive and remain shall do what? We shall be caught up with them in the clouds. Let me explain to you what will happen. All of this that you see will happen in split seconds. Hallelujah. Split seconds of earth time. It will be faster than the speed of light. There will be that sound. There's no time I would have shown you that unbelievers are not going to hear that sound. Because Jesus gave us a revelation. He said, my sheep hear my voice. That means if you didn't hear it, it was not for you. It's as simple as that. Is that in your Bible? The Bible says two people will be lying down. Two roommates in Ribadu will be lying down. And one will be taken and leave the stubborn roommate who is not paying attention to the things of God and thinks, I don't care. You get up and say, where did my roommate go to? You have checked out of this time. A day is coming. The greatest catastrophe that has happened to the earth is not all of the tsunami and the disappearance. Imagine how many pilots are going to go. Do you think they will stay? Once you hear that sound, you are living. The sound does something to your spirit man. At once, all the graves, that was the revelation that was adumbrated in Ezekiel 37. People who have been maimed, Jews that were killed by Adolf Hitler, bones that have been scattered, martyrs that were beheaded at once. That sound will do a quickening. The same way Christ was raised from the dead, the Holy Ghost will demonstrate His sovereignty at His best to resurrect every man who is dead in Christ within a split second. And they will rise up with glorified bodies. Watch this. And that time, some of us who are alive, I pray that it happens during Koinonia. While we are seated, maybe we are worshiping. All of a sudden, I will leave my Bible for you, my phone. Hallelujah. We'll leave the drums, keyboard. There will still be a few people seated. And they wonder what is happening. Those who laugh at us right now and laugh at our fanatism for the kingdom and think that life is all about money and cars and houses and marriage and will not give priority to spiritual things. I am not telling you a fairy tale. We are closer to the coming of Christ right now than before Koinonia started. And it's a very good news. If it's a bad news for you, you are the natural man. It is not supposed to be a bad news. When people die, we write transition. It's a transition. So we who are alive, all of a sudden, this body that is limited, suddenly, immortality is perfected upon this body. We will no longer carry this material. The clothes that we wear will no longer be removed. There will be robes. They are called garments of praise. They are garments in the spirit. And we will join the King of Kings. His feet is not going to touch the earth. He will stand in, he will come with his own cloud, his own realm. And all of a sudden, you will see your grandfather. You will see all the missionaries that were wounded in Nigeria. The ones who were killed in Calabar. The ones that were killed in different crises. We see all kinds of things. And together we will arise. And for the first time, you will look at the earth from heaven's perspective. And truly see that it is shadow. Every time we are on the air, I have the privilege to look down and you see houses like, you know how children make toys. Whereas somebody will say, I must build this thing. If not, I won't trust you. From heaven's perspective, people steal so that they can build that little object. And you see people moving like ants. That is from a view in the sky. Imagine how God looks at everyone. And He says, if I don't build this house, oh Lord, you wait. And He's saying, are you not wise? Have you not heard that there are mansions in heaven? It was not a prophetic statement. There are real mansions. There are people who have gone there. There are mansions. There are mansions. We will be caught up. We will leave all the countries. They will elect themselves. They will fight themselves. There will be a lot of vacancy. ABU Senate, no more admission. Some of your lecturers will come for lecture that morning only to find out that CNN will carry the most shocking news ever seen in human history. This day, we'll put it, New Nigeria, punch this nation. Massive disappearance of people all of a sudden, it will occur to those you preach to, who laughed at you, that this person said this. By the time they are saying it, we will wave this earth goodbye. I look forward to that time. It's a very good experience. Do you know what it means? That you are relieved from this body of sorrow. No thinking about all of these kinds of things. It's making some of you afraid. Because preachers have run away from it. Because they are not sure they are going to heaven. Don't talk about it. We are already going. We must talk about it. You talk about your house. You are hoping for break or strike or something so that you will run home. This world is not my home. Remember that country music? Powerful songs. Right now we dodge them. We sing all kinds of songs. I must make it. God is holding my hand and I must make it. These are the kinds of songs he writes. Nothing at all that reminds us that we are leaving this realm. This is already a message. For someone, this is your word from the Lord tonight. That you should sit down and think about your life. I can stand as a preacher and deceive men. But on that day, all of a sudden you will see bishops and pastors still in the earth. And the members will say, Pastor, you say, please don't. The Bible will once again become the bestseller. Because everybody, whether you believe in Christ or not, it will no longer be an instrument of devotion. It will be the roadmap for the next level of prophecy. Every church on earth will be jam-packed. At that point, every business will close their shop by force. When there is nobody, you must, whether you are selling tire, whether you are an iron bender, whatever you are doing, you will pack up your business and run to church. And everybody will sit in church hoping that is the place where the rapture will happen, whereas it has happened. All of a sudden, within 24 hours, a strange man will appear on your TV. And he'll say, world, calm down. It's true that some people have gone, but let there be peace. And the Bible calls him the Antichrist. Not an Antichrist. He is the Antichrist. At that point, the Bible says, men will run and beg the mountain to fall on them. You are afraid of bicycle hitting your leg. But the Bible says, even death will run away. Death will say, I've tried. That's it. Mission accomplished. Yes, read your Bible. Men will run to the mountain. People will carry knives to kill themselves and will not die. The Bible says in Revelation, I thought we'll be able to do it this year, but we may do it. We may not be able to do it this year. Eschatology, there is a whole teaching on it. A four-part series on the end time. Hallelujah. I'm just giving you, am I boring you? You better say no, because this cannot be boring when your eternal destiny is tied to it. Some of us, this is the revelation. God has been talking to you. Calm down with the issue of wanting to make it and think about your eternal destiny. Hallelujah. Churches will still be full. There will still be men of God doing live telecasts, whereas the rapture has happened. Some will even be making altar calls. I mean what I'm saying, and I'm very serious about it. Yet there are some people, some quiet mothers, who have been praying, like Anna, the prophetess, looking forward to the consolation. When that happens, some of the cleaners in our churches who we have disrespected, before you know it, they will leave the rag for you there and leave. Some of the house helps we have ill-treated, they will go and leave all of us. The door of CBN will be wide open to go and pack all the money. All the security people, the banks will be there. The bulk room will be open. Go and pack. And then you will hear that there is a new technology for buying and selling.
The Antichrist will introduce a new code of conduct.
Joshua Selman!
For where? And I will turn there and I'll see Lawrence. I'll say, you made it. Oh, I pray that you will turn and see your father, your mother. And you say, where is my sister? And there will be joy. No matter how antisocial you are, there must be joy. Because you will turn and see someone. And you will suddenly turn and see the person who led you to Christ but has died. And you will look at him. And we will all be young. No competition of I'm fine, you are not. We will all be fine. Leave this body with all the deficiencies that this realm brought for us. And we will arise in a glorified body. Question. Will your father be there? Will your mother be there? Yes, you may be there. There are people in my life, I'm sorry to say it, I know they will not be there. Based on the truth of God's word, they died without Jesus Christ. Some of them, we had the privilege to talk to them, and they didn't take it seriously, and they died. There are people you spoke to, they didn't know that you were so close, and they didn't listen, and they died. With my mouth will I make it known. That's why we have to preach. From the rising of the sun right on till it's going down, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. There will be churches that more than half of the congregation will be dancing and singing praise and worship, and they are not gone. Because they never took seriously the issue of salvation. They thought it's a basic thing. There will even be men of God sharing revelations. And all of a sudden they will find out that the earth looks empty. The weight of the earth will reduce because people have left. Revelation says that there was 30 minute silence in heaven. You know why? The shock in heaven. Because of the 7 vials that was about to be poured upon the earth. The Bible says 1/3 of the vegetation of the earth will be destroyed. You were taught about ecosystems, right, in biology. Imagine what happens to the earth when 1/3 of the vegetation is destroyed. It's not a prophetic statement. It will happen. No buying Indomie until the mark of the beast is there. Know nothing. No matter how you hide. We have GPS. What do they call it? GPRS. GPS. They will find you. No hiding. The question I want to ask you right now, again, is, are you going to make it? This is not to scare you. What then is the condition to make heaven? What condition transits you from being a sinner to being a righteous person in Christ? Chapter 10. I'll begin to read from verse 8. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Here's the condition. That if thou shalt what? Confess. Not assume, confess, verbalize with your mouth the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And if you believe it, that means it is possible to confess what you do not believe. Is that true? So, you must first believe in your heart that this is true. Jesus came and died. He shed his blood for my sins. He was given as a propitiation, as an exchange. What I could not do for myself. Jesus came as the ransom, the lamb that shed his blood for my sins. He said, if you believe in the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, what is the result? Thou shalt be saved. Next verse. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and then with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Has this happened to you? I know you have spoken, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I believe in you, I believe in you, I believe you died, I believe you died, and you are pinching people all around. The Bible says, do you believe in your heart? Was it a sincere statement? Do you truly believe that Jesus died? Do you believe that he shed his blood? He took your place in death that you may take his place in life. Do you believe that he defeated sin, he defeated Satan, he broke the power of sin? Do you believe that he offers you new life? And if you believe it, have you acknowledged it? If you have not done that, if Jesus comes today, you are going to hellfire. Hallelujah. So before we continue, I'm going to give us 5 minutes. And I'd like us to pray from the depth of your heart, every one of us, and say, Lord, I commit myself. Commit myself. I want to be sure that on this day, this decision is true in my life. Jesus, Son of God. Pray.
I believe in you. I believe in you. I call you my Messiah, Jesus, Son of God. I believe in you.
Pray from the depths of your heart. I believe that Jesus died.
Jesus, Son of God, I believe in you.
Oh, I believe. I believe. In life and in death, this becomes my conviction.
Jesus, Son of God.
I may not believe many things about the Christian faith, but I believe this one.
Jesus, Son of God, I believe in you.
With my heart I believe that Jesus died. Jesus paid the price. I believe the truth of God's word. I believe that Jesus came. He was born of the Virgin Mary. I believe that he suffered. I believe that he went to the cross. I believe he hung on that cross for me. I believe that he was pierced with those nails for my sins. I believe he said it is finished. I believe he was buried and he went to hell and collected the keys of death, hell and the grave. I believe that on the third day he resurrected. I believe that he's alive today and he offers me the gift of righteousness. Oh, and I've received it by faith.
Jesus, God of God.
Important decisions in your life.
When the road is called up yonder, when the rope is called up yonder, when the rope is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, when the road is called up yonder, when the road, when the road is called up yonder, when the road is called.
In 2 minutes, I'd like you to cry for your family members that you know they are going to hell. Lift your voice and pray. Don't pretend it. Some of us, our kind fathers are still going to hell. When all is said and done, your degree means nothing. Your prosperity means nothing. When all is said and done, there are some of our sisters going to hell, brothers, our relatives, kind cousins, well-meaning family members. But as it is right now, the truth of God's word is that they are going to hell. Pray for them. Lord, save them. Save them. Save them. Hell is real. Heaven is real. Whether you believe it or not, Jesus is coming. Please pray for them in 1 minute. I know we've taken time, but this is too important. What then are we doing? Save their soul, oh God. Save their soul. Please pray for your father. Lord, let him not go to hell. Now that he's alive, there is still a chance. Pray for your drunkard brother. Lord, you have to do something about his salvation. Pray for your idol worshipping grandparents. Lord, they are kind. They love me, but they are going to hell. Save them, oh God. Are you praying? Let me tell you, this is all we do tonight. It is important. There is nothing that stops Jesus Christ from coming this night. The gospel of the kingdom is already being preached. There is nothing that stops Jesus Christ from coming tomorrow morning. Hallelujah. The last prayer point before we continue. Listen, look at me. I want to say something, and I mean it from the depths of my heart. There are some of you here, the blood of your family members and your friends will be upon your head. Because you move around, you know Jesus and you love him, but you are afraid and ashamed. You don't want stigmatization. How can me, a fine girl, be involved in preaching? How can me, a bobo? Alright, they are going to die. That's the problem. It has nothing with you being a preacher. And let me tell you, the Bible tells us that the rich man was in hell and he saw Lazarus. They communicated. You will be able to see your father and your mother. They will look at you. You will look at your roommates. You will look at people. You will see them. Let me tell you the truth. And they are going to ask you. They will say, Femi, you saw this thing. You didn't insist. You even asked me out, yet you never preached to me. You taught me about prosperity. You taught me, many of us who are preachers here, the blood of many people will be upon our heads. We thought about dimensions of revival. We thought about divine health. Rema, we healed the sick. There were all kinds of demonstrations of the Spirit. But we did not confirm whether our members are going to make it. We had building projects. Project 10,000. Excellent. There was table. You got cake. We dressed well in suits. But the question is, in the final analysis, are you preaching to anybody? There are some of you, you have never opened your mouth to talk to anybody. You can share about revelation. You can share about marriage. You can give koinonia messages. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter. You have all kinds of things. God gave you an opportunity. You have recharge card. Let me tell you something. In 2003 or 2004, I used to do something. I will never sleep until I send text messages to at least 10 or 15 people talking to them about the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know them. I would just be calling numbers at random. I think that was when 2003-04. That was when they started this GSM thing. I would just type in numbers at random and send. Just type a message about salvation. Not a condemning message, but a sincere message. There are some of you, you can make tracks. You are waiting until the day you become a Jew. Some of us, our Facebook pages have become platforms for gossiping and making all kinds of noise. Yet our loved ones are going to hell. You are interested in a relationship with a lady. You don't even know whether she's going to heaven or hell. All you know is she's fine. Continue. Hallelujah. And you are there. God gave you beauty. All kinds of guys are coming. You don't want to fall your hand. And you never talk to them about Jesus Christ. Some of you get up and you allow people. You come for koinonia. You just say, I'm going. And they say, okay. And it never occurs to you that if you come for koinonia and the trumpet sounds, you will never see them again. You have no ministry if souls are not being saved. You are not doing ministry. I don't care what you are doing. Our number one assignment is part of our mission statement. Massive salvation of souls. Not salvation of souls. Massive salvation of souls. When I see a man that needs to hear about Jesus and God grants me the grace, I will speak. If I cannot speak, I will do something. What is wrong with you going to the studio? I'm going to pay 10 or 20,000 naira and just do a salvation message. You are not the name of any ministry. You say, what is the name of my own ministry? Must you have a ministry? Just go to the studio and do it, a 20-minute presentation of salvation. Or you and your friends contribute 2,000, 5 or 10 people, and just put it as an MP3. We put all kinds of useless things. This is Joshua Selman. I'm about to release my debut track, Nonsense, when there is room to preach the gospel first. How many of our gospel songs carry direct salvation messages? Have you discovered the way we are quietly deviating and nobody wants to attack the salvation thing? It looks old school, right? It doesn't look very attractive. So I rather push success. I'm not against success, brothers and sisters. But I repeat, if Jesus comes, nobody is carrying a car key out of this realm. Are you aware of that? You are not going to carry any shirt. All of these things, you will drop it behind. Whatever you have in your account is useless. You won't carry your award. You won't carry your degree. You won't carry your marriage certificate. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. This is what drives me every day. I have dedicated my life, not just for ministry, to turn the hearts of many to righteousness. I don't care how much I'm misunderstood. I don't care how old school I sound when Jesus comes in the final analysis. Some of you are fellowship escorts. Some of you are pastors. When was the last time you truly preached? Do you know that we graduate people from Bible school and they don't know what the gospel is? They know the keys to wealth. They understand marriage counseling, conflict resolution, how to raise money for church. But they know nothing about winning souls. One more time before I continue. This thing has touched my heart. Because this is the core, the pivot of our Christian experience. If God makes you a millionaire and nobody is getting saved as a result of your millions, you will eat your money the day the church is raptured. If God gives you a platform, you have your small fellowship, your group, and you just feel we are only five, I think everybody is born again. Don't make assumptions. That's why I respect Papa Ie Adeboye. If he holds a meeting between him and his wife, I'm sure he will still make an altar call. No assumption. We preach powerful messages. And at the end of it, we don't care whether people are saved or not. One more time. Put a fire in my spirit. Let my mouth not be silent as far as preaching the gospel. Telling people that Jesus died for them and that there is judgment if they don't pay attention. Lift your voice and pray in 1 minute. Some of you truly, when you started out with God, you were very serious as far as soul winning is concerned. You didn't even know that there was anything called anointing. But now you know that there is anointing. I will use everything that God has given me for the gospel. Pray. Prosperity, grace, the knowledge of graphics, my knowledge of media, my beauty. Sister, pray. Tired of taking men to hell. Now I need to begin to take men to heaven. I will use my voice to sing. And I will keep singing until people come to Jesus Christ. Many of you need to repent on behalf of your groups and ministries. Open your mouth and ask the Lord for forgiveness. You've been doing a lot of activities, but they are not channeled towards soul winning. And you don't care. Open your mouth and pray. And say, Lord, my small fellowship in the village have not been preaching the gospel. I've been preaching many things. Not the gospel of salvation. Every other gospel is only useless or useful when the gospel of salvation has been preached. Some of us have little groups that we preach to occasionally. Where did you throw your evangelism zeal? It looked old school and you've thrown it for something new. The Bible says, ask for the ancient past. Please pray. Don't let my love grow cold. I'm crying out. Light the fire again. I need your discipline. I'm crying out. Light the fire again. Don't let my love go cold. I'm crying out. Light the fire again.
I need your discipline. I'm crying out, light the fire again.
I just feel God wants us to stop here and press on this issue tonight. Carnal believers and the rest, we have to, we'll take on that one. Hallelujah. Whether you are going to kneel down or lie down in the next 10 minutes, I'd like you to write the names of 5 people that we are going to intercede for their salvation. If this is what we do,